Time for the dumbest arguments ever. Ever.
Annie is here today for the dumbest argument ever. Annie, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a... Hey.
Hey. Are you having the dumbest argument ever with somebody?
Yes.
Okay.
What is it?
It's ridiculous. I have a dumbest argument with my boyfriend.
Okay.
The dumbest argument with your boyfriend. All right. Let's hear it.
Okay. So he thinks... That's so embarrassing to say. He thinks when you put icing on a muffin, it's a cupcake.
He thinks when you put icing on a muffin, it's a cupcake.
Yeah. He literally thinks a muffin is a cupcake without icing.
But, like, a muffin alone is still a muffin, right?
No, not to him. It's a cupcake.
Oh.
Like, a muffin, and once you put icing, it's a cupcake.
Period. Okay. Okay. So what exactly, do you guys got into an argument about this, or you just basically told him he was a moron?
No, we literally get into a heated argument. What's the good thing? Okay, like, for instance, the other day we went to Starbucks. We go in, order a coffee, we're in a great mood, and then he looks at the barista and he goes, yes, I like to order the cupcake. And she's looking at him like, what do you mean? He goes, oh, the cupcake. And she's like, sir, we don't have any cupcakes. We have blueberry muffins. And I was lying to him, I'm like, sweetie, I go, that's not a cupcake. Because it's the same. It's the same thing. And I'm trying to tell him. She's looking at him like, aw.
Yeah, like.
He's asking if they have different cupcakes.
Right.
I'm looking like, that's not. He goes, well, I don't see it. It doesn't matter. Just like, you know, it's like. I go, no. I go, it's a different recipe.
Okay.
It's a totally different recipe.
All right. Hey, what's your boyfriend's name?
His name is Eric.
All right. Let's call Eric and find out what's going on. Hi, is this Eric?
This is him. Who's this?
Eric, good morning. How are you?
I'm living the life, man. Living a dream.
Oh, good.
Great. That's awesome.
We'll put an end to that. Eric, my name is Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Hey.
Okay. What's up, guys? Did I win something?
No, as a matter of fact. Probably the opposite.
We also have your girlfriend, Annie, on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Eric, true or false? You went into Starbucks the other day and ordered a blueberry cupcake. Is that true? Did that happen?
That is absolutely true. I knew this was coming. Oh my god!
How come you call cupcake or muffins cupcakes?
Well, what the hell is the difference? It's the same thing.
Well, it's different because a cupcake.
You put a little icing on it. It's a cupcake.
But you don't put icing on a muffin.
A muffin, right?
So then it's not a muffin or a cupcake.
Yeah, but what do you call a cupcake without icing?
A cupcake without icing.
Well, what the hell is the difference?
It's like cake.
Thing. Yeah. I mean, do you often go to parties and like get a lot of blueberry cupcakes? Is that like a thing where you're from?
I refuse to call them muffins. They're cupcakes. They're cupcakes. What is the difference, an egg?
An egg?
No, it's the whole process.
Well, in the texture and the taste, like,
I mean,
muffins have like fruit in it sometimes. And
look, they look similar. I'll give you that. And I think you use the same kind of. Don't cupcakes also have paper wrappers? Well, I guess muffins do too sometimes, right? I mean, come to think of it, there are a lot of similarities.
I don't think muffins do they? Or maybe
some do.
They do.
Yeah,
they're the same thing.
Okay. Well, see, now you got me thinking about it.
You put all the materials in a bowl, right? You mix it up, you put egg, you put milk, you put flour, you mix it up, you put it in the oven. It's the same thing.
Huh. That's interesting. All right, hang on. Don't go anywhere. You know, what is the difference between a muffin and a cupcake now that I think? Don't go anywhere, you two. 340-9595. Is a muffin just a naked cupcake? Eric and Annie are having the dumbest argument ever. Annie said it started when they went into Starbucks. And tell everyone again, Annie, what Eric ordered.
A blueberry cupcake.
Right, because Eric, you feel that cupcakes and muffins are just basically what? Cupcakes without icing.
Right, same damn thing.
Okay. 340-9595. Is a muffin just a naked cupcake? 340-9595. Sean from the North Side, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Kay, what's going on?
Hey, good. What'd you want to say, Sean?
So my thing is this. If they are going to be arguing about whether a cupcake is a muffin or a muffin is a cupcake, I think they might want to roll back the relationship. There is way more important things in the relationship to argue about.
Or I mean, you can think of it as a good thing, like maybe there's not anything wrong.
Right.
So that's the only thing they have to argue about.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just, I think there's more important things to argue about than a cupcake.
Or maybe everything else is golden, is what Megan's
right.
saying.
Like that, exactly.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. It could mean that you're in the perfect relationship.
I know.
Because
and that's all
only,
they have to argue about.
The only difference in your relationship is that he thinks a naked muffin is a cupcake or a muffin with a icing is a cupcake.
It's confusing. It gets hard
yeah.
to say.
Chris from the South Side, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Chris, what do you think?
I think the difference is that a muffin you eat for breakfast and a cupcake you eat for dessert or dinner.
First of all, I've had cupcakes for breakfast. Don't judge.
Totally. I have to.
But so you're saying if it's a cupcake in the morning, it's actually a muffin. But if it's a muffin in the evening, it's actually a cupcake.
Well, no, that's not what I said. I think it's just the difference of what time you eat it at the time of day. You typically eat muffins for breakfast when you go and you order at Starbucks, as
right.
that example, that's a muffin.
But what if you go to Starbucks in the evening?
Well, it's still a muffin. You're right. But
yeah.
It's about the time of day for me is how I describe it.
Okay. So if you had a blueberry muffin at night with a candle in it, you wouldn't call it a cupcake.
Well, I'd still probably call that a muffin if
yeah.
it's a blueberry muffin with a candle in it.
All right. Hey, thanks so much
right.
for calling. We appreciate it. Why'd you stick a candle in my blueberry muffin? Alice from the West Side, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Alice. What do you want to say?
I think the guy is right because, first of all, I've never even seen a muffin with icing.
How good does that sound, though?
I don't know. It just doesn't sound like a muffin. It sounds like a cupcake.
It doesn't sound good because it doesn't go together. If you're eating a blueberry
right.
muffin, you don't want icing on top of it.
Oh, my God. I want icing on top of everything. What are you talking about?
It's good alone or like cranberry orange muffin with icing. That's disgusting.
Think about a chocolate chip muffin with chocolate icing on it.
Well, I mean, then that's different because then it's a chocolate. So then it's like more
right,
of a dessert.
That's like a cupcake.
Why can't you put vanilla icing on a blueberry muffin?
I don't know.
No,
I feel like it's just unnecessary. It's good alone. Like, I'm not saying it would be bad. I just don't think you need it.
I'm saying icing on any. I would put icing on chicken wings. And
ew.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Tom from the West Side.
Hey.
Hey, Tom, what'd you want to say?
Just a fun fact. Out in Middleburg, a corn muffin with barbecue sauce on it is called a meal.
Okay, I'm moving there then. That sounds good.
Hey, thanks so much for calling.
If you have that corn muffin after dinner, it's called a dessert.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
But
hey,
a corn muffin is not sweet at all.
Right.
But then that's not a dessert.
But it's not a corn cupcake.
No, it's a muffin.
Corn cupcake sounds disgusting, doesn't
it? Or corn bread.
Oh, corn bread's
but
delicious.
But essentially, it's all bread, just in different forms.
Right. So are you saying now that a muffin is a cupcake without icing?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Now I'm getting confused.
And I'm getting hungry. Hey, Nadia from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great, Nadia. What do you want to say? Is a muffin just a cupcake without icing?
Of course it is. I'm with Eric. Actually, to be honest with you, let me take you back to a little history.
Oh, a little history. Oh, good. All right.
Great.
So actually, muffins were made first. Then someone came up with a bright idea and was like, okay, well, we can put cake in a cup. So therefore, they made cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
A muffin, no matter if it's a cake or whatever, it's the same thing. The muffin, the cake, he's not wrong and he's not right. Neither is she. It just depends on what how you look at it and what you're actually ordering in whatever restaurant.
All right, let me ask you this question. Is a bagel just a non-sweet donut?
A bagel is actually processed a little bit differently. You talk to a person that bakes, then a donut.
All right. I got it. Hey, thanks so much for calling. So that's the expert there saying a muffin and a cupcake are the same, bagels and donuts, totally different. Daniel from the West Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Great, Daniel. What'd you want to say?
So at the beginning of this argument, I kind of thought it was dumb. I was definitely fighting with her on it. But I mean, after hearing his argument, it really kind of makes sense. I mean, they all fit under the category of bread. Muffins are just breads with like fruit in it. The cake is just sweet bread. It's all really kind of the same thing.
Right, but and like there's different names. So what's the point of having all the different names if you're just going to, if it's all going to be the same thing?
Great question. I don't know.
Yeah, but how many different items do we have that are named different things? Like bread, baguettes, loaf. Like, I mean,
but there's obviously a difference in each of them, or else there wouldn't be a different name for it.
I mean, just a few ingredients here and there, but I mean, a baguette is still just bread. Our classifications of food are totally awful. Like cereal, you could call cereal a soup, or Pop Tarts, you could call that ravioli.
Oh my gosh, Pop Tarts are just big, huge raviolis without sauce on them.
That's disgusting.
And cereal is soup. Breakfast soup. I never thought of that. And he's absolutely right.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.